And now our next section of news, which has articles concerned with our local environment. Issues with cutting down trees seem to crop up frequently in our local news recently. In our previous Chatterbox recording, we heard about the fight to keep trees in Tombland. This week, we have objections to trees being felled for a new housing development and the proposal to remove trees from the Marriott Way. We also hear of more objections to the Western Link Road and another proposal being passed to allow the construction of a rubbish storage facility. First, let's hear about Mousehold Heath and Eaton Park being awarded Green Flag status.
The 184-acre heaths and woods of Mousehold Heath have been awarded Green Flag status by environmental charity Keep Britain Tidy for the first time, while Eaton Park has scooped the coveted status for the fifth year in a row. The Green Flag scheme recognises and rewards well-managed parks and green spaces, setting the benchmark standard for their management across the United Kingdom and around the world. Eaton Park and Mousehold Heath join more than 2,000 sites across the country to collect the award for 2020. Matthew Packer, Cabinet Member for Health and Wellbeing at Norwich City Council, said, "The people of Norwich have always had a great love and pride for their parks and open spaces, and perhaps this year that appreciation has been felt even more strongly. This is why it is top priority for us in the City Council to not only keep them open, out of recognition for the invaluable role they play in people's physical, emotional, and mental well-being, but also maintain their already excellent standard." Keep Britain Tidy Chief Executive Alison Ogden Newton, OBE, said, "This year, more than ever, our parks and green spaces have been a lifeline, and we know that millions of people have used them to relax, meet friends, exercise, or simply escape for a short time. It is testament to the incredible dedication and hard work of park staff and volunteers that despite the challenges that went along with record numbers of visitors, Norwich City Council has achieved the highest international standards for Eaton Park and Mousehold Heath, demanded by the Green Flag Award."
The Norfolk Rivers Trust has joined Norfolk Wildlife Trust in opposing the controversial £153 million Western Link Road, which would connect the Northern Distributor Road to the A47. The Rivers Trust said that the road, which would run between Western Longville and Ringland, including a 720-metre-long viaduct, is likely to cause permanent damage to the rivers Wensum and Tud. The Chief Executive, David Diggins, said, "Those rivers are globally rare and increasingly threatened habitats, with the Wensum designated as a special area of conservation." He said the road could threaten the white-clawed crayfish, the UK's only native freshwater crayfish, which are protected by law. They are in the Tud and thought to be in the Wensum. Mr. Diggins said, quote, "The development would negatively impact one of only four known remaining populations of white-clawed crayfish in Norfolk, listed as endangered on the IUCN, that's International Union for Conservation of Nature, red list. They have very specific habitat requirements, and the crayfish and their habitats are threatened by abstraction, pollution, habitat destruction, invasive species, and the impacts of road and housing development generally," unquote. Martin Wilby, Norfolk County Council's Cabinet Member for Highways and Infrastructure, said, quote, "From the outset, we have stated that the Norwich Western Link will be designed to not affect the integrity of the River Wensum Special Area of Conservation. This can be achieved through the design of the viaduct on which the road would cross the river and its floodplain, as well as through the construction methods used. A viaduct crossing of the river was chosen instead of a lower level bridge to prevent and mitigate against many of the potential effects the Norfolk Rivers Trust have raised, and we have regularly sought advice from Natural England and the Environment Agency on our proposals. The Norwich Western Link will not cross the River Tud, which was a factor that was considered when deciding on a route for the road, unquote. Mr. Wilby said that there was still a significant amount of work to do to finalise the details of the scheme and mitigation measures, so he hoped that the Rivers Trust would review its position in the future.
Dozens of trees will be chopped down to improve and widen a former railway for cyclists and walkers. The £318,000 scheme for the section of Marriott's Way between Gunton Lane Car Park and Helsdon Road in Norwich was approved by Norfolk County Council's Transforming Cities Fund Joint Committee on October the 14th. In a report, council officers said the route is currently uneven, overgrown with trees and foliage, and is of substandard width to adequately cater for the people using the path. But to improve it, 54 trees have to be cut down, which will be replaced with at least 48, including crab apples, black poplars, and hazels. The project will also see a new crossing where pedestrians and cyclists are segregated on a raised table in Helsdon Road, and a 3-metre-wide shared use path for walkers and cyclists between Helsdon Road and Gunton Lane Car Park. It will be paid for out of a £32 million recently awarded for transport changes through the government's Transforming Cities Fund. Kay Masing Billig from South Norfolk Council said, "Any upgrade is a good thing, especially for people who want to get out in this difficult time." County Councillor Danny Douglas, who did not back the plans, proposed that better quality trees were saved and the cycling route and walking paths were separated to allow for this. Jeremy Wiggin, Transport for Norwich manager, added funding was not available for separating the cycle and pedestrian routes.
Home Builders Persimmon has unveiled its vision for the second stage of its development on the former Royal Golf Course in Helsdon, which will see another 166 homes built on the site. The developer already has outline permission to build up to 1,000 homes on the site off Drayton High Road, and a number of these have already been built. But a reserved matters application for the next phase of the scheme has prompted anger from councillors over the removal of several mature trees and a perceived lack of consultation from the developer. In a joint statement, Sheila Gurney and David King, who represent Helsdon at parish and district level, said, quote, "We remain highly concerned about a number of planning and environmental issues, which we feel could and should have been addressed had there been any constructive dialogue beforehand. These related to issues such as an increased number of mature and healthy trees destined for felling, design layout for housing and roads, drainage proposals, and health and safety issues," unquote. A spokesman for Persimmon Homes Anglia said, quote, "Any trees proposed to be removed are strictly in accordance with the outline planning approval, and our current application would enable the retention of some trees that were permitted to be removed within that outline approval," unquote.
Plans for a waste transfer station on the Longwater Industrial Estate at Cossey were approved by Norfolk County Council's Planning Committee. Councillors voted by 8-3 to grant permission for the facility on a former scrap metal site near Longwater Retail Park. That was despite objections from Cossey Town Council, Cossey Liberal Democrat County Councillor Tim East, and people living nearby. The Town Council had said it was concerned that local residents will be subjected to noise, smells, nuisance and disturbance, and that it would create more traffic. Other objections from people living nearby included fears over an increase in rats and gulls, devaluation of local homes and air pollution. Mr. East called for the developer, Veolia, to have to contribute through a Section 106 agreement to upgrade the pedestrian crossing in William Frost Way and to upgrade the Long Water interchange to ease congestion. But the report by council officers said the scheme would not have any unacceptable impacts on nearby roads, and a contribution to highway improvements was not needed. Labour councillor Danny Douglas said it would exacerbate traffic problems. He said, "I really am unhappy with this application." Veolia said the site, which would employ 44 people, would help divert materials away from landfill. The company said it would be a short-term storage point for 149,000 tonnes of non-hazardous household, commercial and industrial waste, including food, dry mixed recyclables and non-recyclable general waste each year.